Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much all who tuned in to the July 4th Campfire Revival. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Joey Holiday. I'm the man with the mic, your host for the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, they have like a firearm owner's identification tech card in Chicago. Yeah, they have all these laws but you know, we got too many guns on the street. I think we have too many ridiculous politicians. Like I've said many times, they want to sit there and do some gun restrictions so that when criminals shoot up and do stuff like this, oh, well, we need more gun laws, and the more restrictions you have, the more violence is going to come because only criminals are going to have guns. So they think, you know, I mean, don't worry. You've already had Democrats saying they want to end the filibuster. They need two seats, and they're going to end the filibuster, and they're going to get rid of, like, the guns are going to be, they're going to have gun control. They're going to have federal voting rights, so they're going to control everything. They're going to, okay, Democrats can vote 10 times. Republicans can only vote once. Yep, we're controlling. Yep, these are federal voting laws. Illegals can vote, you know. Prepared, folks. All the Democrats out there, these people, I thought Biden would be better than Trump. Boy, was I wrong. I get into so much. That's the problem. You have people in the streets fighting for their freedoms to be taken away. Yeah, this America was founded by white racist slave owners. Yes, they took slave owners. They had private yachts that they boated over here on, and they had slaves take care of them. They make no sense. Like I told this one person one time, okay, why don't you pack up your stuff and go somewhere on planet Earth where there's never been a slave? Oh, wait, you couldn't. There's not one piece of land on planet Earth that has not had slavery in some form. Oh, if you're wondering about the high gas prices, just be prepared because Biden's sending a crap load of our reserves overseas. I mean, why do we need it? A school board director in Washington is planning on hosting a sex ed class for children as young as 9-year-old at a sex shop she owns. Are you kidding me? Oh, and they'll support that, but when you have allegations of molesting with a priest, that's wrong. But, you know, oh my gosh. 9-year-olds need to know about sex. Not. The Biden regime is suing Arizona because they require proof of U.S. citizenship. God, what a concept. If you live in France and you want to vote in a French election, you need to be French. You need to be a French citizen. Well, if you want to vote in a British election, you need to be British, not in America. Maybe it'll get so bad that these illegals will like, screw this, let's go back to our own country. You know, red flag, all this... All these laws, they want to do is take guns away from law-abiding citizens. And it's never going to happen because I know people with tons of guns and they're never going to hand them over. And if time allows, I will get into some Premier League news. I talked to a guy at work all the time and he's like, so what do you think of this dumpster fire of a transfer window with United? I said, well, okay, is Bayern Munich going to let go of this player, Lewandowski? Nope, he's not for sale. Well, Barcelona wants him. He wants to go to Barcelona. Okay, is De Jong going to come to United? Well, everything's agreed upon except for the transfer fees. Oh, that's agreed upon just like add-ons. Everything's been agreed by Barcelona and United. Well, no, now he's not for sale. That's just get into so much, but I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, and here you go, folks.
What's up, friends? Sadie Robb here with Ello, and I'm so excited to share with you the verse of the day. Y'all get ready for some daily bread. Matthew 5:9 says this, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Have you ever been, like, so anxious that you can't even fall asleep at night? Okay, I've been there several times in my life, I'm not going to lie. And you'll know how it goes. It starts with one thought, then it spins totally out of control. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger until you are totally anxious. And then you're anxious about being anxious. And by the time you figure out what you're even anxious about, the sun's coming up and your sleep has been stolen. You know, that's not a fun way to live, but I think we've all been there. On the flip side, have you ever walked into a room that is just thick with peace? Like, you just walk in and you feel the atmosphere shift. You can relax your shoulders, you can breathe more slowly, and your mind feels quiet. I believe that in Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers. It's actually not meant just for us to feel better about ourselves or us to feel better in life. It's not even meant for us to simply be encouraged in our faith. Yes, those are great things, but I believe that Matthew 5:9 is a call to live our lives out of the light of our security and who God is, and out of our eternal security with Jesus, whatever hour of the day that is, or whatever hour of the night that it is. So friends, you have a lot to be secure in. Yeah, maybe not in the world, but you definitely do in Jesus. So live from that place. Man, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God.
That's your verse of the day. And yeah, I have a pastor buddy, and he wrote me, he goes, "You ever wonder what came first, the chicken or the egg?" Well, I'm finding out. I said, "How are you going to figure that? You know what came first?" He goes, "No, I don't, man. I ordered the chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'm going to see what your eyes first." I'm like, "Oh, you need Jesus, buddy. You need Jesus." But thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. But I mean, this is how this world is. They ask all these people, like, well, who voted for Biden, like, "I thought he'd be better than Trump. Boy, was I wrong." But you ask these people that voted for Biden, well, when he said that he was getting rid of America first, what did that mean? Oh, he said that? What? When did he say that? I mean, when you go through these things, so he passed a Criminal Justice Reform Act that put more black people behind bars than anybody. Oh, he? What? Yeah, you know, Hillary Clinton? Yeah, she was a Goldwater girl. She supported Barry Goldwater, someone that wanted to resegregate America, and she's been proud of that. She's never denounced it. What? Hillary? Huh? And when you show them clips of them actually saying this stuff, like, what? Huh? Who? What? I didn't know. So you voted for someone, but you didn't know who they are. So like I tell people, if you go up to the voting booth and you go to vote, sometimes there's only like one judge, but still, look, I mean, he, unless like no one votes for him, I think he's pretty much in. I mean, family members are enough to get the guy elected, more than likely. But look at stuff. Look him up. Find out who you're able to vote for in your area. I started doing that when I got like all these political ads. I'm like, yeah, I got a problem here, because not one of the people I can vote for is any of the, I've not seen one ad for any of these people. This is back before they had phones, so it's not like I could sit there and try to look up something real quick. But you've already have a Democrat coming out saying that, oh, all we need, there's Democrats coming out that all we need is two seats, and guess what? We're gonna end the filibuster. We're gonna do federal election laws. That's right. We're gonna come after guns, all kinds of stuff. At least you got some people like Mark Cameron kind of making sense, because he's coming out and saying, hey, guess what, folks? And teach you a little secret, you know? Like, because Bette Midler's basically come out and against, okay, like, if you're a woman, and then calling them birthing people, that takes away the gift of women. Because there are some liberals that, believe it or not, that, okay, I'm a man, okay? I don't have a uterus. I can never give birth. I can pretend I'm a woman all day long. I'm not. So my wife, my producer, she's listening. I'm not. But I can pretend I'm a woman all day long. But when I'm 40, I'll still have to have a prostate exam. But you have all these laws in place to try to protect people. And then when they don't work, well, if we would have had these laws Well, if these, they just want to add more laws and more laws and more laws. They want to try to run your life and control you. Just sort of like Governor Newsom, like, well, because Montana has banned men from competing in women's sports, we're banning Californians from traveling to Montana, but he went to Montana. Oh, I guess he can, sort of like Dr. Fauci, you need to social distance and wear your damn mask. Okay? I think we need to use prison, put people in prison that don't wear a mask or don't social distance, but then he's at games doing whatever he wants to, you know. Do as I say, not as I do, you know, that old saying. That's how it is, man, you know, do whatever. Don't worry, folks. We're the government. We know what's best. Just do what we tell you. We're going to do something else. Yeah, you in California, you can't go. How dare you want to go to Montana? How dare they not allow men to play in women's sport? Men, boys, if you're not good enough to compete in men's sports, maybe you need to find something else that you're good at, okay? Try baking a cake, and if it doesn't turn out right, try a couple more times, and if you can't do it, then try something else. If you're not good enough at sports that you have to compete in women's sports, guys, so you can win, no. I stand up for women. I stand for women. Yeah, where I live, they're having tons and tons of rallies because there's a good potential that we're going to end abortion in Indiana. And what we're talking about is abortion. We're not talking about, okay, the 1% chance that you get a complication and it's between you and the baby and they have to do like a DNC or something like that, a procedure to save you or the baby, one of the two. It's for the people that have consensual sex and get pregnant and then, oh, I'm not taking responsibility for my actions. So, the one thing you can't abort HIV. There's no cure for it. A lot of the STDs, there's no cure for it, so you can't really abort those. So if you're just going to screw around before you're married and have sex and all that stuff, be prepared for the consequences. You might get a disease. You may get pregnant. If you can't handle the responsibility of possibly getting pregnant or having an STD or HIV or something like that, then don't have sex. It's that simple. But then you get all these, like, nasty-ass hoochie mamas. They're like, oh, my, they're, like, gross as heck. That are nasty. That look like, is that a man or a woman? I can't tell what it is. We're going to go on a sex strike. I'm like, well, I'm married, so I don't have to worry. I've got my partner. But these people that, a woman's never going to be able to, yeah, you're not going to, Yeah, the government's going to take away your rights, but it's not because of the Roe v. Wade decision. It's because of ending the filibuster and trying to take away our guns and trying to have federalized elections. Because you may think Obama's great or Hillary Clinton's great or Biden's great. Just wait, because you're trying to shut me up and shut me down. But just wait until everything that you hold dear, you think, just wait till these people, man, I wish I would have voted for Trump. Wait till you get half of the nation that didn't like Trump and voted for Biden, and then it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and then all these people, wait a minute, I didn't vote for this, man, I didn't want Trump, but I didn't want this. Just wait till your freedoms get trampled on. Just wait till they come after your rights. What the, you know, that's the thing. What are you afraid of with a law-abiding citizen having a gun? And I truly believe it's going to get to the point where you're going to have people saying, like, ignore the Supreme Court. I don't care what they said. We're going to make sure that you have to have reasonable accommodations in order to have a gun in my state. The government, the Constitution of the United States guarantees the Second Amendment right shall not be infringed. It does not say except for. See, the Constitution says that we have the right to peaceful assembly. It doesn't say except for if the government deems that there's some sort of fake pandemic and we need to, no. Don't worry, folks. A shooter got a FOID cards, firearm identification card, you know, to fire owner's identification card, you know, like they make sure that, like, there's strict restrictions, and because, you know, like Detroit, where they have big problems with guns, but they have very strict rules with guns. Let me tell you something. I guarantee you, if you're a robber, you're looking for the gun-free zone. You're not looking for the store is heavily armed. Every person here is trained, and one can use lethal force to stop anyone that tries to rob us. Good luck. Hope you prayed up. Let me tell you something. I guarantee you, if a robber's going into a bank, and there's a bank with like 10 security guards fully armed, they're going to try to find one with just security cameras and no armed guards. It's like Brittany Griner, that WNBA player that, I don't want them to play the national anthem. It offends me. I don't want to hear it. Now she's in Russia and like, help me. America, help me. I need help. She's like in jail for something and care less what she's done. I hope she rots for whatever she did in Russia because she's been detained in Russia. How dare it? I don't want to. Oh, yeah. You hate America until you detained in Russia. Now you're like, I guess it wasn't so bad. I'm sorry. Nope. No, you're not. I'll find out where you live and help you pack. Sick and tired of these people that crap on the national anthem, and then when they get in trouble, it's like, where's my rights? Screw the Constitution. It's like the Democrats. They want to abolish the filibuster until they need it. And then when they need it, they'll be like, what do we do? They don't like the Constitution. They're against it until they're up against, why freedom of speech? Democrats don't support the Constitution. They shouldn't have. Okay, that's how it should be. You're a Democrat and you hate this country. You either leave or you don't support the Constitution. Guess what? Then you don't get the privileges of it. You don't have freedom of speech. It's guaranteed. No, you're a Democrat. You don't. No, I'm. But then I'd be afraid that they would try to label us as Democrats. Just to. Nope. I mean, Beijing Biden is shipping oil reserves over to China. That's the country we live in. What people don't realize is, just wait, folks. It's a 300% increase in everything involved in growing food right now. Just wait till all that food that is grown goes to the market and companies have to buy that food to make food. What I'm talking about is buy corn to make like cornflakes and rice to make rice chex and Fruity Pebbles and all these cereals that involve wheat and rice and barley and rye. Just wait till you have to pay not only inflation from Biden, but then you have to pay the 300% plus markup for all the grains and everything involved in it. And you have to spend $8 or $9 for a box of cereal. Just wait. You may want to shut me down, or I'm turning you into the Facebook police because you're a meanie. Just wait until your point of view is censored. And I've said that before in this program. Just wait until your point of view is censored. Wait a minute here. I didn't support Biden. Or like, I wanted Fidel Castro, but I didn't expect this. Wait a minute, and it's too late. And then you have a Democrat mayor that's like, only cops should have guns. Only cops should have guns, coming from somebody who wants to defund the police. Oh, that's right. So someone that wants to defund the police. Yeah, that's right. Philadelphia Democratic Mayor Jim Kennedy suggests only police should have guns. And you're one of the people that wants to defund the police. You can't make this up. Well, the whole point of defunding the police is they want to take away your Second Amendment rights, and they can't do that with local cops. They need to have a national police force so that when the president says, okay, you're going to confiscate their guns, I say, go ahead. Good luck. Good luck, because come and confiscate them, because I guess I'm going to work for my own care. I'm going to be, well, good luck. I guess at work I'll have a spot and I'm keeping my own man. I don't care. You can't more than I quit. Good luck. You want to try to take, yeah, if you own my guns, I'm dead. That's how it is. But that's the problem. I want to defund the police, but they should have guns. Okay, you want to get rid of the police, but it makes no sense. Unless you understand that they don't want to get rid of the police. They want to bring in a military, government-controlled police force that's national, like a national police force, where everyone is under the president. When he says do something, you don't have a choice. If he says kill citizens, you got to kill them. Or you get killed, one of the two. No one asked that question. Well, do you, you know, I've not heard one reporter say, when you say defund the police, what do you want, no police at all? Do you want, what do you mean by defunding the police? You mean like eliminating police altogether? What is the end game of defunding the police? When you have crime raiding cities and you want to have the police force even lessened? But then I'm one of those people that, like, when I'm going down the road and somebody walks in front of me, because, I mean, if it's of a certain persuasion or a certain color or a certain gender or whatever, I could be accused of all kind of crap. Okay, folks, he's a racist who just ran over an Asian person. No, I didn't. They jumped in front of my car. I'd probably have to go into seclusion. Not because, just because Porter who ran over an Asian person. No, I didn't. He jumped in front of my car. And you could have the family be like coming out here. Yes, our son accidentally ran into the car. It was an accident. We told him not to go into the street, and the little kid did. But it wouldn't matter. You would have like, hello, I'm Rachel Maddow. For the next 55 minutes of the 60-hour program, we're going to look into a white man who ran over an innocent Asian kid. Even though the family would come out in the press conference saying, it was an accident. The kid went into the street to grab a ball, and he was hit accidentally. And the guy who killed him, he is paying 100% of the funeral costs and everything, and he's having a memorial built and everything. It would still be trying to push. But that's the way this world is. Thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. I don't care where you are. Wake up. Wake up. I think only police should have guns. Yeah. Okay, so I'm in my house there, Mr. Jim Kenny. I'm in my house, and a guy comes in, a criminal comes in with a gun, and he has it at my throat. He's going to kill my wife. Hello, police, are you going to get here? When I could have taken care of the situation myself. The only bad person with a gun and get stopped it is a good person with a gun. But don't worry, folks. So what the Democrat mayor is saying is only criminals and guns go hand-to-hand with the cops. I want you to show me how you can eliminate guns from... I'm going to show you how any law is going to stop a criminal from getting a gun to the black market. Show me how... Basically, show me how any... Marijuana has been in this country. I call it that. It's cannabis, but so people understand. Marijuana, since they did that Stamp Tax Act and they made it basically federally illegal, marijuana has been in this country every day since. There's probably about 5 million kilos of cocaine in this country. It's illegal unless you have a prescription for it, and they take these two chemicals and they mix it, and it's like a chemical version of it. Heroin's illegal, methamphetamine's illegal, but it's here by the boatloads. How is making all those illegal? How is making methamphetamine illegal banned it? How's it stopped it? Yeah. I mean, this is stuff you can't make up. The Mexican president calls for the Statue of Liberty removal. Amid Assange persecution? I mean, you can't make this up. Yes. Hello. Hola, amigos. I'm asking for the President of the United States to remove the Statue of Liberty. I know I'm from Mexico, but don't worry. It needs to go. We need to abolish this. But people be like, yeah, that's right. It's these idiots that say defund the police until they get shot at. And then where's the cops? They don't support the Constitution. It's racist until they lose their freedom. And where's the Constitution? No, I have a right. I have my rights. Where's the Constitution? It says in there. I think it does. I don't know. Don't worry, folks. That's how this world is. You mean Biden said he's going to get rid of it? I didn't know that. Okay, here's 10 things you didn't know Biden said that if you... But, well, how did you vote for him? How did you... Well, I just assumed he was going to be... Well, I mean, I was so tired of these mean tweets. Trump is just... I don't know. Lord help me. And they're trying to go after Trump to guarantee he doesn't... So the problem is Trump was too trusting. Like, he wants experts in front of him so that he knows what to do, basically. I don't know anything about Texas. Let me get someone in. Let me get an expert in here. I mean, what Trump should have been doing from day one is saying, wait a minute here. Why is Dr. Fauci sitting next to two people at a baseball game with no mask on, just kicking it, when he's telling us the social distance mask, why are all these people traveling and going and doing whatever they want to, living their lives, while they're telling us, you can't leave anywhere, you can't go anywhere, all those governors and mayors and senators and congressmen and all that just traveling, going wherever they want to, living their lives. Well, yes, you should still be locked in your bedroom by now. We showed you on this program before how to get cable so you can watch the news inside your bedroom. We do think it's okay just in limited opportunity just to go out to grab something to eat and to, I don't know, use the bathroom once in a while, you know. So, I mean, we prefer you just have a bucket and you go in the bucket and then like once a day you go to the bathroom. That way you're not making multiple trips, even though you're in your own sealed house. And as long as no one has COVID, you can't get it anyways. We really think you should restrict your movements in your own home. I mean, we're going to just live our lives. We don't care. We're going to go on boats and fish and we're going to swim. We're going to do whatever. We're going to live like everything is normal. We're going to be able to buy whatever we want to. But, oh, yeah, we have it restricted at Walmart, so you can't get stuff to grow your own vegetables or whatever yet. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Just trust the government. They'll fix everything. Don't worry. Put your faith and hope in the government. Not. I put my faith and hope in Jesus Christ. Trust me. If the government was a restaurant, it would have closed a long time. I don't even think they would have gotten the thing off the ground. I didn't think they would have got the land bought, let alone build anything. I'd have starved to death waiting on the government-run restaurant to open. Everyone just waiting for it to make money so they can steal. Oh, yeah, folks, we're 8 years into the... As I run for re-election, I promise that we're going to get started on this restaurant that we promised. Yes, we're gonna get the restaurant going. We need more seats. What happened was I wanted $25 billion to get this restaurant up and going. But, see, the Republicans, they didn't want to do $25 billion. Yeah, they only wanted $1 billion, you know, and we can't have that. So the bill failed. And because of that, we haven't, you know, if the Republicans would just come along with the 20, well, not because of inflation, it's going to be about $35 billion we need to get the restaurant going. You know, it's okay, folks. Folks, the inflation relief checks are in the mail. They're coming. Yes, I did sign an executive order giving, the gasoline relief checks are coming too. Yeah, we're just going to keep printing more money because since since the price of everything is going up, we're just gonna, I'm gonna make the minimum wage like $200 an hour, so we're all filthy rich. Don't worry, I'm the governor. I know what I'm doing. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. I know what I'm doing. I'm the government. You work for me. I tell you what to do, okay? I mean, that's just what we live in. Match.com has like 20, like genders. All you need is two, male and female. It's sad you have to put other. Well, I don't identify. Well, what do you... Yes. I can't believe. I mean, like... I don't... And then you can get your butt sued. You can go to... Yeah, sure. I'm not... I'm sorry. I have my constitutional freedom. What, okay, if I believe in two genders, male and female, and you want to work here, I'm going to sue you, and you're going to have to hide... No. Why would you want to work for someone that doesn't support your values? I don't. I'm against this pride crap. I'm against every company. But then it's funny because they push this pride crap like 1,000,000,000%, and then as soon as Pride Month's over, they could kill. Let's throw you to the street. Let's throw you to the dog. There you go. Have fun. You're in the cage with the dogs. Throw you to the dogs after January's over. After June's over. All they want is your money, and they think that you're a big voting populist. So we gotta look at how huge Hobby Lobby is. They're a multi-trillion-dollar company, damn near. And what do they have? They have Christian values. Thank you very much. But that's the problem. Like, okay, if you want to shop at places that don't support Pride Month, good luck. It's almost impossible. I know, I don't think Walmart would if Sam Walton was alive. He wouldn't allow liquor. There's tons of stuff. Like Disney, Walt Disney is just turning in his grave right now. Yeah, he's not cryogenically frozen like some people claim out. But anywho, Walt Disney would be turning in his grave if he knew how Disney was. All movies when he did them were G. You didn't have to question that they were appropriate for a kid. Now it's like, well, if my kids want to watch this, I'm going to have to watch it first to see if it's appropriate for my kids. Yep, I have to go to the movie theater and watch this movie in the theater before I let my kids go. I can't get to enjoy it for the first time with them. I have to make sure it's appropriate. Make sure there's not two girls kissing or two boys kissing or something. Brokeback Mountain for kids. Oh, don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. You know, people still vote for these clowns. See, I'm sorry, but there's no way the way Detroit is and the way South Chicago is and the way that these places that they're getting voted for. I mean, how can these places be going in the crapper? And that if you have a restaurant, okay, because I know that, and it's failing, and you bring someone in to run it, and they make it worse, why would you keep them? You wouldn't, okay? Okay, we're losing. Man, I thought it was bad before, and now it's getting even worse. Lord, help us. He will. But these places are going from bad to worse. But they keep voting the same people in over and over and over. I don't make sense. Wipe before you poop don't make sense. It don't. How is South Chicago keep voting these clowns in? How does Philadelphia keep getting these people elected when their town is going further and further and further and further in the toilet? They should be saying, wait a minute, man, it's not getting better. It's getting even worse. We got to fix it. We got to do something. But they, don't worry, man, if these Democrats have their way and they want to, abolish the filibuster, Lord help us, because we're screwed. Because there goes the Second Amendment. There goes federal voting laws are going to happen. Let me tell you, with all the gun restrictions that you have to have in Chicago, Highland Park suspect had an FOID card application sponsored by father months after knives confiscated. And he was going to go, I guess, in the Wisconsin and do stuff too. People, folks, that's proof that laws don't work. That's because there are people that are screaming for more laws because this law wasn't strong enough. And what have I said on this program? Listeners for the longest time will know that I said, like, these laws are going to make violence worse. And then when it gets worse, until people, it's amazing how many people are fighting to have their rights taken away from them. We're not gonna back down to you can't have a gun. Me as a law-abiding citizen can't have a gun? How are you going to, I don't think so. How are you going to, and I actually asked this person, how are you going to keep a criminal who's getting a gun on the black market from getting a gun? How are you going to stop that? Because cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, PCP, crack is in this country by the hundreds of tons. I bet you there's probably 80 tons of methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, PCP, crack, all that stuff. How can there be? It's illegal. I remember when I was in high school, it was easier to get illegal drugs than it was tobacco or alcohol because they might card you. They actually had rules and you actually had, it was regulated and yet it's harder to get. I love this. From CBN News. I gave my life to the Lord. She lived as a trans man for 9 years. Now she's free from that life and getting married. I look at this woman and I'm like, she is gorgeous. I would, man, look at that. Look at that beautiful woman there. And she was brainwashed and became a man for 9 years. And was going facial hair and all this stuff. And she has found God and she's been transformed. Everyone thought, I was born that way. Yeah, but the Bible says you need to be born again. But that's where we're at, man. Most of these people, all these trans people, most of them, they don't stay that way. Like, what is it, like 79%+? End up either committing suicide or whatever because they make the biggest mistake of their life. Imagine if she had surgery and all that stuff to stop all that. You know, she had like actual like surgery and then she said, wait a minute, I'm not, no. That's why they go through extensive tests and psychological stuff because 90% of the people, okay, I'm a man. Why did I become a woman? I don't think there's a guy that hadn't put on a dress and said, look at me, I'm a princess, or vice versa. There's always been a girl that's dressed up like a tomboy. I know chicks that are tomboys that are boyish at heart, but they're not a man. They don't, I kick it with girls. I'm feminine, but just because I don't dress like girly doesn't mean I'm not a girl, I'm not a woman. But that's where we're at, folks. And it's like the January 6th committee and all this bullcrap. It's like, yeah, when you're trying to dig up all kind of crap. Yeah, people that are in prison, that are in solitary confinement, not even getting due process. Don't worry, folks. We don't need to get rid of guns. Good boy. OSU researchers show more dogs in neighborhood result in less crime. That's right, folks. We just need to take, we have overpopulation of pets. We need to get the pets out of these like animal shelters and stuff. You know how they have those ASPCAs? Hello, folks. Just $29 a month, and you can help save an animal who... This is not a life for an animal. Look at him. He's chained to a board. He can't go anywhere. There's no protection. It's 95 degrees. Well, why don't you take all those animals that the SPCA rescues and put them in South Chicago, Watts, Compton, Detroit, put them in Oakland, put them in, like I said, South Chicago, 8 Mile, Detroit. It'll have less crime. Yeah, in Philadelphia, I've been in bad parts of Philadelphia. There's some decent parts, but in bad parts. Put tons of dogs there. That will deter crime. Guess what, folks? We're going to rob this house, but, oh, this, look at all these puppies. Oh, that poor puppy. We're not going to rob the place now. Yeah, man. Can you believe me? I was going to rob this bank, man, but there's all these dogs, man. I can't do that, man. That's not cool, man. Hey, I'm just saying, you know. Kill two birds with one stone. Get the dogs out of the shelters and put them in the crime-ridden neighborhoods. I highly doubt that if you go into a South Chicago neighborhood full of Section 8 housing, gang-ridden, and you throw dogs in there, that that's going to change anything. I could be wrong, but I don't see that happen. I don't see in a crack-infested, methane-infested, cocaine, gang-ridden neighborhood, I don't see a ton of dogs solving the crime problem. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're going to make airplanes out of beef. We're going to solve all of those problems. I mean, but you can't make this stuff up. Now, how did the Democrats explain, like, Gavin Newsom going to Montana when he's California's travel ban there? How can they explain this? Oh, just like the people taking off rubber gloves and throwing them into the dumpster after putting ballots in the ballot box at 2 a.m.? Yeah, well, they try to explain that away, too, though. Trust me. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Everything's going to be fine. Just do what the government tells you, but not what they do. No, sorry. I do what I do. I'm living my life. That should be rule number one. If I feel like Robert Randall, when he got arrested for growing marijuana in 76, I think it was, and he found out that they have proven that it helps glaucoma, and he sued and won. I mean, my whole point of this show is this: the hypocrisy of everything. And people don't get it. I mean, it's kind of late now that all these people that voted for Trump, the people that voted for Biden, he said that? Oh, I wouldn't have voted for him if I knew that. Oh, so if you're an informed voter, you just... And I go to college, and they told me at university that Trump is evil and that he's no good, and I have to vote for Biden. Well, did you do any research? Okay, for the last, like, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, whatever, some, I was paying, like, $3 a gallon gas, $4 a gallon, and it was down to, like, a dollar something almost all of Trump's presidency, $2, $1.90, whatever, and... See, I live by blind faith because the things that have happened, I know Christ is real. I don't need all I have to do is read Genesis if I want to know where we come from. I don't need to have, well, they're going to be turning on this underground machine that's taking particles and they're smashing them together to find out where we came from in the universe. And when they do this, when they restart it up, they're going to be able to tell us what if they take an egg and a chicken and put them in separate cans and face each other, and that they if an egg slams into a chicken at 5 million miles an hour, it's going to tell you what came first? Folks, I'm Bill Nye the Science Guy, and after smashing a chicken and an egg together at more than 400 miles an hour, I have determined that the chicken came last and the egg came first. Are you kidding me? And then, I mean, I actually stand with Bette Midler on that one. She's like, you know what, folks? Yeah, calling them birthing people, what about, yeah, you're taking away females' rights and stuff, so, I don't know, you know, call them what they are. Call it what it is, folks. A biological male with no uterus can never get pregnant. If you have a uterus, you're a female. I don't care what you're, sorry, folks, if you want to call yourself a male, it doesn't matter. If you ain't got a uterus, and you got a prostate, you're going to have an exam when you're 40. You can wear a dress, you can have breast implants, you can do whatever you want to, but you're going to have a prostate exam. But thank you so much for tuning in. What a conversation, I tell you folks. Thank you so much. Welcome to the program. Oh, yes, it's an amazing program, folks. Now it's going to get into the dumpster fire of a transfer season. Oh, my, it's ridiculous, you know. You got Lewandowski wanting to go to Barcelona, Bayern Munich not wanting to sell him. Oh, this comes from, hello, folks, Fabrizio Romano here, and welcome back to my YouTube channel, and Manchester United and Barcelona have agreed a fee for De Jong. The only thing they have to figure out is the add-ons. And then like 2 days later, De Jong is not for sale. He's not going anywhere. Sorry, we're not selling him. Well, then why are you negotiating a transfer deal with Manchester United? I think they're trying to scare us okay, well, yeah, we'll sell him for a price if you want to pay way more than he's worth, but we'll sell him. I'd be like, well, you want to get Lewandowski, you're going to need money from us. Yeah. How about this? You go to Bayern and see what they have to let go of Lewandowski, and we'll pay you that much. I mean, every club has like three or four signings. We have like one. You know, it's just ridiculous. I don't know. I think we can get the De Jong deal over the line. I think it's just a lot of, hey, let's see how much we can milk out of Manchester United, you know? They're going to overpay anyway, so hey, why not? And that's not, sorry. Now, what United needs to find out is if they're going to have to give De Jong a pay cut, you know, like if they can't really afford him and he's going to have to take a pay cut to stay there because they can't afford to pay him. Then if they need to find out if that's the case, they need to get someone on the inside to find out if they're really going to have the funds to pay him or if they really need to sell him. And if they really need to sell him, they need to back out of the deal at the last minute. So, sorry, nope. And maybe force De Jong doesn't want to leave. Because there's so many, and that's what teased me off, there's so many people, where do we want to get a player to United that doesn't even want to come here? Who said he doesn't want to come? He's never publicly said all he's ever publicly said is he does not want to leave Barcelona. He's never said, well, I don't want to go to Chelsea or Man City or United. I don't want to go anywhere. No, he has basically said, I want to stay at Bayern Munich or whatever club he's at. It happens to be Barcelona, but, you know, like Lewandowski, he wants to leave, but Barcelona, want him, but Bayern Munich, like, nope, sorry, you're staying. You're not going anywhere. See, at least with Ajax, and see, Ajax is going to have to give some, because I know they want 70 million pounds for Timber, but guess what, folks? It's in their best interest, because next year they're not going to get nowhere near that. So they're going to have to cave. I mean, we put in a, what was it, a 51 million pound bid? It's going to be interesting, because I think that 51 million pound bid for Anthony is a good deal, and I think we'll get to like 55 million with add-ons, but I think it's going to happen. I mean, they're not going to get that if they keep him another year. If Ajax wants to cash in now, they're gonna have to fork up some money and get rid of him. And he's basically wanting to go to United. His agent is basically, from what we've heard from credible sources, that his agent's like, hey, this is what we're, you know, they're talking to Byron like, hey, you know. But like clubs like that, you know, like Lewandowski, like, talked to Byron and said, hey, I want to go. Let me leave. We're not selling you. You still have a contract. Well, Anthony is basically, like, going, hey, I want out of here. Don't price me out of a move. It's bad for you and for me. Because you ain't going to get as much from me now as you would. No, you know, so... You know, just like De Jong, he's talked and said, I don't want to leave Barcelona. It has nothing to do with him not wanting to come to United or Chelsea or Liverpool or Everton or any other club. He just doesn't want to leave Barca, but he's going to have to take a pay cut. And I think they're going to sell him, because he's going to have to take a, from what I'm understanding, it's going to be a pay cut if he wants to stay. And he wants to make some money. Man, I think when they go on tour, if Ronaldo's not on tour, then I think Ronaldo wants to see some stuff. Here's a magician that's on America's Got Talent. I'm going to show you all this stuff, and things aren't panning out, okay? Well, you know, when he does something and it screws up and it reveals the trick, when he opens this box and there's a bird in there, and there shouldn't be, because the bird went from point A to point B, and the trick is revealed. Oops. You know, United is kind of like, oh, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And now they're not doing X, Y, and Z. They're going to have to get in. What would be weird is if he turns in a transfer request, and then we get like Martinez, we get Timber, we get De Jong, we get some players in here, and we get a decent transfer window. We get Dybala. Because I've heard from many sources about Dybala coming to United, and I'm like, everyone wants to be first. They don't want to be right. And that's what gets you. You know, if David Ornstein or Fabrizio Romano says, yeah, United are looking at Dybala, but no. I think some of these players want to go, and they need to be let go, okay? If Lewandowski doesn't want to be a Byron anymore, let him go. But all the talk I've heard is, well, guess what? Barcelona have to come up with funds to get him. what United should say is, okay, find out what Byron's going to need for you to get Lewandowski. You get Lewandowski, and then we'll pay you that for De Jong. But then he'd be like, well, wait a minute here. Why would I have to take a pay cut? Okay, well, I mean, that is his boyhood club. So, you know, I mean, I get that he wants to stay there. I do. I think in the end, I think United is, for once, it's kind of biting us in the butt, but everyone's trying to take us for every penny we're worth, and we're trying to be like, no. And because there's some deals that, okay, let's say it's a £30 million deal. Yeah, they want United, they want $50 million from United. Well, no, it's not going to happen. But about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. You know, and I kind of, I wish they would do some of these deals, but some of them I'm applauding on them saying, no, they're putting kind of like their foot down. I mean, we need the player, but at the same time, like, hey, they want to try to extort us for, is he worth that kind of money? No, he's not. No. Now, if Man City would have to pay that price to get De Jong, okay. But, I mean, I want to give kudos out to Fabrizio Romano, man, because that dude, I don't think he ever sleeps during the transfer window. I mean, I'm getting like, I wake up and there's like 25, like, things, like, bing, 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 bing. That's why I shut my phone off at night, you know, just so it's on silence. So I'm like, bing, bing, bing. Like, every, like, 10 seconds, I swear, it's like Fabrizio Romano. Like, that dude has to get, like, hardly any sleep. That guy must live on, like, 2 hours sleep a night because he is. Or he's having someone that's working with him that does tweets. I think he does it himself, really. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. And don't forget this, folks. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and a sacred honor. Until next Wednesday, good night, all, and God bless. Goodbye.